Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I am one of your Quizmaster hosts, Lee Brushnida, and I'm joined here by the never elusive, always omnipresent, and always loving everyone.
In that way, I'm like God.
my personal God.
And omnipotent.
My personal God.
Yeah.
My senpai.
Your personal Jesus.
You should notice me, Mark Davis.
Hi. How are you?
Mark. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing better than usual,
mm-hmm.
because we have some pretty sweet guests.
That indeed we do.
We have Lung.
Lung, the band Lung from Cincinnati, Ohio, right? That's in Ohio?
That's correct.
Is in Just
Ohio.
Making sure my trivia is right there.
You got it.
Yeah, great. Great.
So we have our left lung, Daisy.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
And we have our right lung, Kate.
Hi.
Let's all breathe in appreciation for Lung.
Can we just... it's like yoga. Lung. That felt so good.
Thank you guys for joining
us. I haven't breathed in a while.
Yeah. Oh, Rochelle's here, too.
And Rochelle.
Rochelle's off to the side here. She's going to be sitting in.
Every time she's going to fill in, she's going to get up out of her seat and walk very purposefully over to Daisy's microphone.
Right.
Indeed.
So
that's never going to get old.
Daisy,
that's amazing.
Kate, you are the main lungs, and Rochelle's kind of like a third ancillary lung, right?
An auxiliary lung?
Rochelle's the backup. Rochelle does all the art and makes sure that we don't, you know, die.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important.
That is an important role. She might be the main lung.
She's the rib cage.
Yeah.
I remember very vividly the first, like, I remember Rollins' band would always list their sound person as a member of the band.
Nice.
There would always be like, they'd always have the four band members, and then they would always list him as a band member, and I always thought that was pretty cool. It's like, you never really take into appreciation how important, you know, ancillary people like that are to a band. Everybody always is like, well, you play cello, you play drums, that's what matters, and that's it. And it's like, there's a bunch of other people that make this work.
Totally.
There's the onstage band, and then there's the offstage band. The band of support.
Yeah, absolutely. The exactly. support band.
Rochelle's secretly up there. She's just moving really fast. You can't see her.
I'm silent but deadly.
Yeah, watch out.
She's like a good fart.
A good fart, did you say?
Yeah.
The silent killers. That's what I call.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, in the van.
That would be a good team name for you guys. Uh-huh. Maybe one of us can adopt that as a trivia team name.
Absolutely.
So,
or noisy farts.
You guys are a two-piece, a cello and drum two-piece, mainly, right? Playing some kind of like heavy hard rock type stuff, right? Yeah. So do you ever cross over and do like trivia games? Like, is it like, hey, before the show tonight, we've got trivia. You should stick around and do that.
Only in Cape Coral.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Only here.
That's good. That bodes well for our trivia economy down here. Or
absolutely.
I'm called Trivia World.
Absolutely.
So do you guys like playing trivia and watching Jeopardy or anything? What's your relationship with trivia generally, would you say?
I enjoy trivia and I watch Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Often.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Kate, on the other hand.
Kate is not very
trivial. I used to be horrified by trivia when I was a kid. Like, whenever it would come up in school and everyone was like, yay, we're playing trivia. This is great.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as soon as someone called on me, I mean, oh, gosh. I
would just blank?
Yeah, but I think this one's going to be different. I have high hopes.
So, what would you say are your guys's areas of expertise when it comes to trivia? Kate, if you had to say maybe one or two different areas where you might do well, what would they be?
The primary colors and opera.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Interesting. What about you, Daisy?
Anything I say will jinx me right now.
So. Yeah.
Fair enough. If I say I'm really good at Mexican history, then you're going to pull out some trivia about Santa Ana's early life, and I'm going to be blank, and I'm going to look like an idiot. So I don't know anything.
Quetzalcoatl, the answer is Quetzalcoatl.
Exactly. And I'm going to forget it.
Okay, so you're just more of a general, like, do you have categories on Jeopardy when they come up? You're like, oh, potent potables, that's me.
Oh,
potpourri.
Yeah.
Not opera.
No.
Okay. No, I mean,
well, that's good.
I think you should just ask us whatever you want to.
Oh, we were going to.
We're just curious. We like
don't you fucking worry.
It's like, come on, get it over with.
You're going to get what's coming to you.
Oh,
so you guys are a hardworking band. You've been on the road for a year now, more than a year.
depending on what you're delineating as an amount of time, like, at this moment, we have not been home in over a month. We don't go home for very long.
Right, really, right. Yeah. It's kind of just like quick recharge and then back out at it if you go home at all. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you guys have to have come across a lot of fun tour moments. Is there anything that you feel like if you become, like, you know, world famous Lung one day, like, this is going to be a bit of trivia that you could give us the scoop on now? Like, no one's going to believe this. Like, can you believe this happened to this band, Lung, from Cincinnati, Ohio, that we all know and appreciate all across the world, of course?
We played an adult prom. That's kind of...
That's amazing.
I mean, that was kind of...
Yeah.
Oh, we got
Where was the adult prom?
We got stuck on the beach in
California.
In California. We sunk into the sand and almost died. Oh.
In your bodies or in a vehicle?
In our bodies. Oh, okay. No, in the vehicle.
We literally drove onto the beach because we're very smart.
We thought it'd be really fun to go camping on the beach.
You can do that.
Like in the commercials.
But you need a four-wheel drive.
Right, right, yeah.
And the guy was like, oh, yeah, you'll be fine.
That guy
and
was very wrong.
And we drove on and the sun was setting and the van just completely sunk.
Oh, it was the tour van.
Yeah, the van with all the gear.
Very heavy.
Yeah. That guy would not do very well if the trivia question was, can you drive a heavy van onto sand and get out?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
Yeah.
The
is
answer
the
to that trivia question is a resounding no.
Okay, so one time Lung got stuck on the beach in their tour van based on the advice of who was this person?
The guy who was selling the tickets.
Oh,
the guy who was selling the campsite tickets.
I am genuinely unsure.
Asshole. Sorry.
No.
You'll be fine.
Fuck him.
So this is a beach made specifically for camping?
Yeah,
but I mean, it's one of those things where it's like they know when you're going to get stuck and when you're not.
Was this on the West Coast?
Oh,
yes. Absolutely.
This sounds like some West Coast shit. We don't have that problem.
I
kind of
want to hear just a second about this adult prom. I'm very curious too.
Where was that?
What this was and how you guys got hooked up with it.
Okay. So we have this friend named Heather, and Heather sets up shows and she's awesome. And we were like, well, can you set us up a show on this day? And she's like, yeah. She's like, I want to do a prom. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And she's like, okay, will you play? I'm like, yeah. And she, a couple of days later, got back and was like, okay, it's going to be this big prom. It's going to be all for charity. It's going to be for a food pantry in Alton, Illinois, where she lives.
Oh, it's amazing.
And it was awesome. It was just like one of those things where people are like, I have this idea, and then they forget about it. She just did it because she's awesome.
So, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rochelle.
Was it in a cool space? I can't remember. I just remember it was historic.
Yeah, it was in a old dance hall, like a banquet hall, like right on the Mississippi River.
But it was haunted though, because it used to be like a bathhouse in the basement, and someone got murdered, and they shut down the bathhouse, and like,
jeez,
and then it's supposed to be one of the most haunted places in Elton, Illinois, Illinois.
Wow. That's a good that's good trivia.
Yeah.
So now you guys don't really play like prom music.
No.
I would not describe I would not describe Lung as a prom band. I would like to think that you guys learned like Drive by the Cars and Careless Whisper or something. Did you guys just do your songs and people just were forced to dance to
Bottom of the Barrel?
To Bottom of the Barrel and stuff like that?
That's pretty much what happened, yeah.
Okay.
We weren't the only band on the bill, so there were several bands for them to get used to.
Okay.
It still sounds like a fun show, though.
Really just one of those weird, awesome experiences of like, it was just kind of surreal. It's like, oh, we're playing a prom. There's balloons, and there's all these people dressed up in like fancy dresses, and like grandma's doing shots of Jaeger in the bathroom.
Oh, yes.
And, like, it was just a good time.
When you say adult, you mean adult.
Oh, I mean adult. We were all hanging out.
How did the two of you end up getting hooked up? Because I know, Daisy, you were a bassist mostly before.
Something like that.
And then you switched over to drums. And I'm guessing the two of you knew each other. Like, how did you guys decide that drums and cello were going to be a good mix?
I can't play anything else, so that's just sort of what I have to work with.
I think I know a little bit about this.
Do you have some Lung trivia?
Oh, yeah.
I do think I have some Lung trivia here. Rochelle's band, Babe Rage.
Yes.
You were in that too, Daisy, right? And Kate played cello, backup cello, right? On some of the songs?
Sometimes, collaboration that we did for a month at a local bar.
Yeah, where we like wrote songs together and like for like a one show thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So that was the seedling of Lung.
And
the Lung seed.
I think that's the first time you guys played together, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
We knew each other for a long time before then, just because, like, the Cincinnati music scene is not the largest, and, you know, And so I really loved Babe Rage a lot. And then, like, I have a solo thing, and Daisy and Rochelle were really supportive of that. So
okay,
yeah, we all awesome. Kind of
it close. Kind of converged just into what it needed to be. Like, this is the unit now.
Yeah,
perfect. We're gonna, storm.
We're gonna work in. Interesting.
And
okay,
we were like, let's go on tour forever
for three right. years straight and never know our friends.
How's that been overall?
Being a musician's real fun.
You best. Cry a lot.
It is. Yeah. Crying, a lot of calling at home, emotional blackmail. It's rough. But
yeah,
I've heard some tour stories from Mark. Mark went on two tours, right? Or you toured more than twice.
I want to say like three or four.
Yeah, you've described some sad stories to me.
It can get, and that was like for like 2 weeks at a time.
Yeah,
with you guys are gone for longer, but I mean, it's got to be helpful. I mean, having Rochelle along with you, I know even when we would go on tour and have someone doing merch and stuff. Would make our lives easier,
yeah.
Not just like loading in and loading out, but also, you know, Daisy having your wife there and Kate, a good friend of yours, is
oh, yeah.
having that like emotional, you know, push up, you know what I mean? It's because it can definitely, when you're playing, you know, I don't know like what your guys' crowds are like, but when you're playing, when you go to a place in the middle of Alabama. And the only bands, or the only people there to see are the other bands.
Yeah.
And half of them are smoking pot in their van while you're playing. It's like, does it get any worse? Does
or
it get
any out lower? My favorite is when people load out while you play.
Yeah.
It's just kind of yeah. funny. Like, you're just playing and then, you know, I think I've only done it once, but you just kind of wave.
Right, yeah.
Like,
well, thanks.
Hey, I can put this down.
Like, exactly. Just say in the microphone, oh, yeah, thanks for coming.
It's kind of like there's been this video going around of a guy doing a video review of, like, Scotch, and you can see his wife packing up her shit in the background.
Oh,
you know,
no.
It's like that kind of thing. It's like while you're playing, someone's like, I gotta get the fuck out of yeah. here now.
Well,
and you're just like, ha, see you later, guys. Like, you couldn't even stop by. All right, thanks.
We're looking forward to hearing more sad tour stories from all of you.
But you guys are fantastic. You guys have yes. played here before.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, everybody loved
King
it.
Coral was
area.
That like March 2017? 17.
Yeah.
Trivia.
Was it in March? I feel like it was close to the new year.
March,
wasn't
April.
It?
No, it was March.
It was? 24th or 25th.
Oh, okay.
Look at this.
Yeah. Wow. See, they have the memories.
We're going to win.
There was just a really good flyer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You were on. Uh-huh. You were on the bill. And
that's
you were
right.
on the flyer. It was a good flyer.
Yeah. That was...
I had it up in my house.
Who did that? Joe from Plural Being?
I think so, yeah.
I think. He's a great designer.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. And Plural Being, awesome band.
And they're playing tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
The show tonight, nice guys. I mean...
Which will have been
it'll already have been
Friday.
Done
yeah,
by the time this drops, but...
Sadly.
We'll just go ahead and say now, wow, you guys were incredible those two nights.
Yeah.
How great were they?
Or, we could talk about... what if we just released the episode early this week?
I mean, I guess we could just release it now.
And then we could do the promo.
Well,
sure. Show, maybe get some more people out.
Live never, on the internet.
Yeah. We've never released an episode early, guys.
Yeah.
This could
be
exciting.
Big no-nonsense information.
Yes, we're going to do this.
All right.
Yep.
Let's make this good. This
will be a Friday episode that we're putting this up. So come to the
beautiful.
Show tonight.
There you
and
go.
Nice, guys.
Surprise.
It's been a couple hours.
What time is the show at? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. What time is it?
I think we're going to get some details here.
9 p.m.
Well, Mark's looking up the details of that show, though. I'm going to hop into my
movie. Tonight is 9 p.m. for 9
p.m.?
Sure.
9 p.m.
And it's $5.
Guys.
It's Plural Being, Constellation, Cabaletta from Miami, and Lung, all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio. 3 2-piece bands and 1 3-piece.
Yes.
Trying to show off with an
Whoa.
Extra member.
And tomorrow at Howl, Lung will be playing with Kyle Ann Band, the Young Dead, who are awesome if you haven't seen them. Kate Scales and Emerald Vision. There'll also be like 10 to 12 visual artists there. Some food by the Meat Cottage. That's $10 on Saturday, January 5th. So 4th and Nice Guys, Friday night. You've got a double date with Lung this weekend. Friday night
the
and
Meat
Nice
Cottage
Guys.
Is what they used to call me in high school, by the way, if you were wondering.
Meat Cottage or the Meat Cottage?
Yes. Depending on who you asked. Also, Meat Cottage, the.
Is that where you're on the phone book?
Yeah, exactly.
Yellow Pages.
First name, the last name, Meat Cottage.
All Summer, right. comma Donna. Meat Cottage, comma, the.
Perfect.
The. The weekly wrap-up. Let's do that. Here we go. The weekly wrap-up. Okay, so I just had one event this week at number 3. It was Chris's Beard Crabs that won, beating out 7 other teams with 44 points. Mark, how did your your one team that won
I over also at
Nice
had,
Guys this week?
I also had just one event. It was good. Where's My Prostate? Won the first 2 rounds.
Better find that.
It's good to know where that is. But they were no match for We Like Beer, who won the last round with 57 points.
They like beer and winning trivia.
Apparently so. They don't like winning the first 2 rounds, though.
Right on. Well, congratulations all of them. This is our shortest weekly wrap-up we've probably ever had on the show. But in case you missed it and you want to come out and try some trivia here in Southwest Florida, you can catch No Nonsense Trivia Challenge live Monday, January 7th. We'll be making our return to Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers at 7:30. Oh, by the way, Chris's Beard Crabs, that was Drew from Three Pepper's team.
Oh,
yeah, he
shit.
Brought the family out.
Okay.
Starting to spread out into other territories.
Like crabs.
Right, exactly.
They're perfect. How wonderful.
On Wednesday, January 9th, No Nonsense Trivia will be at Bury Me Brewing Company. That starts at 7. Afterwards, we'll go see Mark at Nice Guys.
That's me.
For his trivia at 9 p.m. on Wednesday, January... what did I write here? 9 ND. I don't know.
Okay. You fell asleep while you were typing.
Yeah. Thursday, January 10th, will be at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral. With a no-nonsense trivia challenge live. All of the events are free to play. Join us.
Won't you? Ooh, that was bad. That was a nasty one.
Let's go with it. We did have Kyle Landa set us off that time.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a short break, followed by some questions in round one. We're actually going to be listening to some Lungs music here. This track is called Butcher off their new album, All the King's Horses.
I kept all of my clothes on in the bath and prayed for any sort of hunger. I used to try to take the car over the garden wall. I used to try to take the car over the garden wall, over the garden wall, over the garden wall, over the garden wall.
And we're back. That was awesome.
What a great break.
Yeah. I like how the song kind of opens up. Like, I don't know if that's what you're doing, Daisy, with like the cymbals, you know, in the chorus. But yeah, it's awesome. What's that song about?
Daisy nods in approval.
Can you talk about the song a little bit and maybe where it came from? Where did it come from?
What are her feelings? That song, it's just kind of like about when you're just kind of looking around at your life like, what the hell is even going on? And then you sort of just, it's just that moment where you realize that everything is a little out of your control. And then sometimes you just like need to go for a drive or like just get out of your head for a second.
Did you write the lyrics after you started writing the music with Daisy, or did you come with like, this is out of my notebook, you know, I was writing this song?
We don't usually like come at songs with lots of ideas beforehand. Like usually we'll just jam in the practice space, and as we're like, the music will usually come first, but the lyrics will come really shortly after. So like, we'll just be playing, we'll get a riff, and then I'll just sing a bunch of nonsense, and then whatever is coming out, I'm like, oh, that's what's going on in my head. Okay.
Gotcha.
So that's usually, and then sometimes we write a bunch of lyrics later, but
I think that one, you started playing it, but it was a lot like more like we were joking around.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about like American Horror Story or something. And you started playing that, but it was more like the Beatles and silly. And then we started playing it and we were like, oh, this is pretty good.
Wait a minute.
And then we changed some things about it. And
it's amazing how many times great songs come out of things like that. Like how Sweet Child of Mine. Well, not that I'm comparing you guys to Guns N' Roses at all in any way.
Very similar.
Started off with Slash. That was like his warm-up routine. That beginning lick is like, that's what he would play just to warm up. And someone was like, you know what, though? What if we put some stuff underneath it? And it's like,
say, Slash, that's kind of catchy.
Tell you what, play that and let me put a bass line underneath it.
Mr. Slash, I really like it.
It's a pretty good bass line.
Yeah.
So the video for Butcher, we were talking about in the break, that was actually shot at your house, Daisy?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
That's true.
And Rochelle, did you do art direction on the video, or did you have any involvement in that? So it's a really cool looking video. And that
is also her house.
Looks awesome. Yeah.
It is their house.
It's Daisy and Maya's house, mm-hmm. and Kate lives not far away, so she's there.
It's basically her house, too.
That was like Kate and I's brainchild. So Kate had like, I don't let her speak to that, but she had a whole vision. And we, I think we came up with that in like a day. And then she like came and told me about her like, you know, thoughts on it. And then it was like, okay, how to translate this whole thing visually. And
so it's that a
was
concept video.
Yeah. I made the, what is it called? Like the little picture treatment? By picture. I made the treatment for it. And Rochelle was like, holy shit, that's a lot of shots, but okay.
I literally said, and, wow, yeah.
Yeah, Rochelle was like, that looks impossible, because we had a day and, like, no budget and whatever.
It looks awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll post a link to it in the show notes so our listeners can check that out.
Thanks.
Before we get started with our first round of questions, though, we have to give a special shout-out to our patrons, our Patreon supporters.
Thank Patreon you. Patrons.
Thank you to our Rumpelstiltskins, the Mikes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, patrons.
You know Mike, Mike C.
Yeah.
Mike C and Mike
very
J.
Nice, very nice.
The Mikes.
They are our Rumpelstiltskin supporters. And then we also have our proverbial lightkeepers, Max, Lucas, Sherry, and Sean. Thank you, guys. Thank
so
you.
Many.
And then our team captains, Fiston and Catcher.
Look at that. You Kristen. Even get a round of applause from Lung.
Yes.
How fantastic.
Thank you, Lung. Thank you, patrons. We appreciate all the support. If you want to become a patron, just go to our website, thenono.com, and click support in the upper right-hand corner. It'll take you right to our Patreon page, and you can sign up there.
Fantastic. How about if we get to some trivia?
It's about time.
I think so. I believe so.
Not that we're bored by Lung or anything.
Not at all.
But this is a trivia podcast.
Let's get
to the point. We want to throw some trivia at Lung here.
So as was mentioned, when I ask a question, you guys will be on Lee's team, and you will do noticeably less well. And when he's asking a question, you will be at your best with me.
That's because Mark's questions are too hard.
They are.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
How Why don't you do go this? First?
All right.
Mr. Confidence.
Here we go. Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner is a singer better known by what name? Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner is a singer better known by what name?
Y'all are lucky to have me on the Silent Killers, because I know it. Do you know it, Daisy?
I might. What is it?
Well, speaking of the mic here,
I might know it.
I know it for sure, so I don't want to say it immediately.
Gordon
Sumner.
Matthew Thomas Sumner.
The middle's not important.
Okay.
I mean, remember Gordy Sumner.
Is his name that he's known as, does it also start with Gordon? Because that is my instinct.
No.
Okay, that's
Dave Matthews Band?
No. He shares a name with a professional wrestler from the 80s and 90s for WCW. I don't know if that helps.
Mitch Armstrong?
Here's a wrestler name that doesn't exist.
It's not Mitch Armstrong. It's not the famous Mitch Armstrong.
My favorite wrestler.
The wrestler Mitchell Armstrong. Is it Harry Strongbody?
Big man number three.
Johnny Big Abs.
What if I told you he sang like this? Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, do it again.
Please do it again. Oh, I'm singing like this. Yeah.
Who am
I?
Are you Sting?
I'm Gordon. That's Sting.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
It's Sting.
Oh,
Gordon
nice.
Sumner. Okay, I didn't think he sounded
really
like Sting at all.
This is cut out.
You knew what I was good about.
Oh, yeah.
You picked it up.
I thought you were the guy who sang Mambo number 5.
Oh, what was his name?
Nobody knows.
Vega.
Lou Vega.
Lou Vega, yeah.
Sting's
Vega.
Real name is Gordy?
Vega.
Vega, like bagel.
Gordon Sumner.
Bagel.
I love that also, just if we could talk about Sting for just a second. Every Breath You Take, he acknowledges that it's weird that people think that that's a romantic song.
Yes.
Like, he wrote
good.
It. He wrote it. He wrote it in Jamaica at the desk that Ian Fleming wrote some, I believe, Casino Royale at.
Weird.
The same exact desk at the same hotel in Jamaica. Sting wrote that. And he was like, this is a song about an obsessive lover. It's dangerous. And sure enough, it's like played at weddings all across the land.
Because don't we all have that obsessive lover?
Just him sitting there being like, this is good.
Oh, this is really good.
Every smile you fake, every breath you take, I'm watching you. Like, this is good stuff.
Well, and it's stranger to me yet that P. Diddy heard that song and was like, hey, man, I'm going to make this about Biggie Smalls. Why?
Odd choice.
Why?
It's a great song, though. It's
like, this song is about a dude creeping on a girl and won't let her go. I'm going to make this about this guy who died that I was friends with.
Is he projecting that's Biggie is watching him, like, from heaven or something?
I think that's what's going on?
No, he changed it to I'll Be Missing You.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Mary J. Blige, I believe.
Every smile you take, every something, I'll be missing you.
It begs the question, how does one breathe from the grave? But
that is a very good question. Yeah.
Because he's alive in Jamaica with Tupac.
writing a new hit song at the same desk that Ian Fleming wrote Casino Royale and that Sting wrote Every Breath You Take.
And they're both sitting there writing together going, ooh, this is good.
Oh yeah, this is real good.
If you don't know, now you know.
Come get me, CIA.
Alright, so just like you guys had to lean on me a little bit, I'm going to give you one. This is, Mark, I feel like is going to know this one. But
okay.
This is a football question.
Oh,
it's a football
my favorite.
Question.
I also,
but
yeah.
This is a good. Sometimes,
forgot to mention.
Sometimes we like to ask questions that it's like, this is just good to know. You know, in case you don't know, it's good to know.
Okay.
At the. Oh, wait, that's the wrong question. All right, here we go. While one of the city's teams. I'm sorry, I was corrected last night at trivia. While both of the city's teams currently has strong Super Bowl prospects, the notion was an impossibility for nearly 20 years. What city was without an NFL team from the years 1995 to 2015?
Oh.
Zero professional football teams.
This is somewhere... No.
I mean, that describes a lot of cities.
Right, but now they have two that have strong Super Bowl prospects this season. So they
sounds
went
like
from
a baseball.
They
the
went
Marlins.
From nothing. They
not
went
that
from
smart.
Yeah. Sometimes you can catch
now
me like that though.
The city now but has two.
They have two now. Well, at least two of the teams.
Yeah,
do you
know
what
it is.
You know
who
it is.
I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure.
What does it rhyme with?
Is it Wichita, Kansas?
They just got two teams, actually. Yeah.
Let's just name all the Wichita Tornadoes. Let's just name all the sports teams that we know. Bowling Green.
Bowling Green is where you go.
The Bowling Green Massacre.
And the Marlins.
Is this professional or college? NFL.
Damn yeah, it. So pro league.
The National Football Legislation.
Perfect. California.
In California?
In
probably
California.
Probably Oakland.
The Oakland Oakleys.
Or San Jose, one of the two.
Nope.
Grass Valley.
No.
Arcata.
A very big city.
Yeah,
L.A. Because they
it
got the Chargers.
Los Angeles. That's right.
Oh, okay.
The L.A.
And the Rams.
And the Rams, yeah.
But they did not have a professional football team for...
So St. Louis was... The Rams were in L.A. for a while, then they got moved to St. Louis. And the Chargers were in San Diego, but both of them got moved to L.A. because apparently for some reason they think L.A. is going to care about football all of a sudden, even though they got moved from the Coliseum to fucking St. Louis.
Yes.
Forever ago. But yeah.
Yeah. And while some of us can't give a fuck about football, I like this question, Daisy, because this is, we actually met at a Super Bowl party, if you
that's
remember
true.
Correctly, at Mark's house.
Hi.
Nobody there wanted to watch it except Mark, but we all congregated around him and said, you know what? We're just going to hang out with each other while Mark buries his head in his arm, you know, at every 10 seconds when the Patriots aren't doing well.
Well, so was that a Patriots game that you guys came over for?
Yeah, it was the Super Bowl, so
okay.
Yeah, the Patriots were involved.
Fair enough.
Good snacks. Though.
I used
you
to be
know?
One of those people who be like, oh, sports are dumb because I got beat up by people who played sports in high school. But I like the fellowship that happens is my point. Like sometimes you know, that's I can respect that. That's cool.
I don't blame sports.
Sports are cool.
Even
just
if they're violent.
Sports don't shoot people. People.
Sports are like being on a team is like being in a band. But you're big and strong instead of musically inclined. I mean, you're just doing something with a bunch of other people. When you all do it together, it's good, and that's a beautiful thing.
It's also like the opiate of the masses when you think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
oh,
like,
Jesus
what
Christ.
Is it? What's the purpose of it there?
That's cool, but
you know
have you ever
saying?
Done DMT?
I think Lee says we live in a society.
We live in a society.
Here's a question for you, and I think this is one that Kate is going to know.
Maybe. All right. Probably not.
All right.
What is the highest string of a violin usually tuned to?
Oh, crap. I don't play the violin.
I know you don't, but you do play a string instrument.
Isn't a cello just a giant violin? Yeah. They just hit it with a expander ray?
Daisy just raised his hand as if he wanted to answer.
You should just whisper it into the mic, into the microphone.
Yeah. It's fifths, right?
It's fifths. I just don't remember what it starts on.
It's E, I think.
I'm at a blank here. E sounds like a good guess. Every good boy does fine.
No, wait. No, it's D. It's D.
Does it?
Wait.
Because whatever it starts on, does? Then we count up fits.
No, hold on. A. It's A.
No, because cello's highest note is A, and I don't think...
For me, this is a trust exercise.
This is a beautiful thing. They're tuned the same, but in octaves.
This is just a trust exercise for me.
I don't...
Your C...
I don't know.
Your C...
Are they?
D, wait, your C...
I think it's either A or E, but maybe... Go ahead. Do you know it?
I don't
think... Beautiful thing.
I'm pretty sure it's... Not, well, I don't know. Let's go with what Daisy wants, because so I have no opinion.
Your tuning, correct me if I'm wrong, is C, G, D,
and A.
A, right?
Yeah.
I believe it's A, but I am not 100% confident.
I don't think it's A, but I have no other guess, so... But I would love to be wrong and have us be right.
Well,
I don't know. I'm deferring to your expertise here.
Are you going
with that? I didn't study that.
Is that our final answer?
Yes.
The correct answer is E.
Oh!
E. It is tuned like a backwards bass.
Yep.
Backwards bass.
It's like a backwards bass. It's G, D, A, E.
Well.
That's how a violin is tuned.
What is it?
G-D-A-E?
Or, I'm sorry, E-A-D-G. Oh. Yeah, G-D-A-E.
Right? So it's tuned like a mandolin, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Like the backwards, like a backwards bass.
I feel like we should look this up.
I mean, you can.
In fact, I am live missed correction.
I am absolutely correct.
All right. I believe you.
I flubbed last night.
You can do it.
No.
Last night at trivia, I flubbed a tiebreaker. Somebody gave a correct answer and I told them it was wrong, and there was a flame in their eyes like, no, I know the answer to this.
Ooh.
And I had to get back on the mic and take the prize away from the team that I wanted it to and give it to.
What was the question? Are you going to ask it today?
No, I'll tell you. It was what color hair did Marianne have on Gilligan's Island? And the answer that I was looking for was black, and somebody said brown.
It's brown.
And I said no, and then we went back and forth until one of them said black, and then after they sat down, something didn't sit right, and I was like, I gotta look at some pictures here. And I looked, and sure enough, I was wrong, and I had to eat my words.
Daisy, do you want to tell the listeners what you're saying right now?
I said he's right.
Yeah, I'm right.
About the strings.
Mark Davis, let me be explicit on this program. Mark Davis is correct about the tuning of a violin.
Boy, would I feel like a horse's patoot if you were like, no, it's D.
Yeah,
no, I would have felt bad. Right.
That's how I felt.
You were so sure with E, like you were like E. And I was like, man, that was really easy. And then you're like, wait a minute.
E sounded right, but I mean, they all sound right.
Yeah, and then everybody made me second guess myself. So it's everyone else's fault. And
I knew it wasn't cello tuning, though. Like, that's why I knew it was
between
like,
the A and the E, too.
Yeah. I thought one of them was a cello, but I'm thinking of a viola, maybe. I don't know.
Would you guys ever work with a... would you bring in a violin player in to collaborate? Would you...
Probably not.
Only if they played with their
teeth. What if it was like Lindsey Stirling? If she like called you guys up and was like, do some shit with me during the Super Bowl or something like that.
During the Super Bowl.
Can she play with her teeth?
I don't know if she's very talented.
Well, that's what we need to know first.
Later. Yeah, it's kind of like,
it's kind of, have you guys heard of Lindsey Stirling?
Does she play with her teeth?
No, she doesn't.
Then probably not.
No. It's kind of like a dubstep violin.
Whoa,
okay. Thing.
That's cool.
Let's move on from there.
Okay, well, I have a question for you guys. If you guys think that Lindsey Stirling is for the birds, I have a bird question for you.
You love birds?
Here we go.
I just love them.
Okay. This is a fun time.
I know a lot about grackles.
We're having a fun time.
We're pleased that you're having a good time. We're having a good time with you guys here. Okay, so of all the birds, one bird says, I can see every... Wait, what am I saying here?
What?
How high were you when you wrote these questions? I said all the birds when birds talk to me. Oh no!
This is what happens
during a psychotic break.
This is what happens when I go off script.
Okay,
go off script. Okay, I'm gonna try this one. This is the original format that I asked last week.
Okay.
At the annual bird summit, where all bird species meet and discuss bird business, which is the only that can identify the blue jay by color? What bird is the only bird of all birds that can see the color blue?
Oh wow, that's a good question.
Thank you.
That
when I'm reading
question.
It off the
cool
script,
question.
It works.
Like, I want to know that.
Otherwise, I'm like, hey man, we live in a society. Birds
talk to me. So, what birds What birds hunt blue jays? Maybe it's one of those birds.
Or blue jays hunt them.
I mean, there's several types of blue jays, but I don't think the blue jay would, you know.
Right, it's the only bird that can see the color blue.
Well, blue jays are notoriously aggressive.
Yeah.
And so that's
so nobody likes them.
So it would have to be a really large bird. You're thinking it's prey.
I'm thinking it's prey, and it sees it to be able to
get out of the way
of the ruthless blue jay.
To get out of the blue jay way.
The blue jay way.
Beatles reference. You missed that opportunity. That was nice.
That's for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Previously, we had Kyle Ann on, who hates the Beatles, but you and I
should have saved that question.
Love the Beatles.
It's true.
That was nice.
So who?
I would venture to say, I mean, there's like eagles and shit.
I don't think a blue jay's taking out an eagle anytime soon.
Oh, I was thinking. I thought you were thinking of a bird that would eat them.
Rochelle was thinking
the blue jay's going to get at because they're kind of dicks.
Do you think maybe it's the non-colorblind warbler?
The rainbow-sided warbler.
Those are extinct,
yeah.
Daisy.
Yeah, oh, that's with the dodo. I'm sorry.
The dodo with glasses.
Well, there's.
Oh, is it a robin? Maybe.
I don't really think of blue jays and robins getting many fist fights. I've seen a lot of robins and blue jays. I've never seen them hanging out.
What about the cardinal?
I was thinking that, but they don't really.
They're bright. That's the only thing I'm going by.
The cardinal is a ground feeder, and the blue jay's not. So I don't think that they get.
You know way more about the shit than I do.
Maybe we should think about birds that are really, really intelligent that would just be able to.
I mean, then you're getting to like sparrows and stuff.
Yeah, so maybe it's like, you know, sparrow or aren't crows pretty smart?
Yeah, we're just naming some birds, huh?
Yeah, we are. We're
doing birds. Well, yeah, I mean, we're thinking of them in relation, but they don't necessarily need to be in relation.
Yeah, it could just be like a very intelligent bird.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just go with the crow. Yeah, maybe we should just go with crow. Crows are really good.
Let's guess crow.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay, it is not crow, but you guys had some little steps in logic that if you would have, maybe if you had some more time, you would have sorted it out. It is an intelligent bird. It's a bird that has very good eyesight. And it is a predator.
Oh.
It may have been seen featured, or no, this was a, I'm sorry, this was a fan theory, the Netflix show, The Staircase.
Oh my, well, you don't want to, yeah. Well.
I'm talking about an owl.
Yeah.
Oh.
Talking about an owl. Owls are the only birds that can see the color blue.
Nice.
Also, they have tubular eyes. Their eyes are like giant tubes.
Dude, those eyes are fucking tubular, bro.
Yeah. Yep, indeed.
Those are the most gnarly fucking eyes. They're so tubular. So gnarly.
There you go. That's my second question.
All right. The Staircase is really good, by the way.
It is. Highly recommended.
All right. Here is your last question. I'm just going to keep giving you guys music questions.
Fun.
At least for the first round.
Let's do some more instrument tunings.
Yeah, we'll keep it.
Which song is the biggest selling sheet music in rock history? Which song is the biggest selling sheet music?
Someone by Elvis?
In rock history.
Oh.
It's Yesterday, I'll bet money.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Okay.
You may.
Just Like a Man.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Ooh.
That's too hard to play. I feel like it'd be too hard for people to play.
Yesterday's
the most played standard. Classical. That like the most like orchestrally played, at least at some point.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, it sounds logical and reasonable
to
me.
It's also, my guess. Like widely the most covered song ever. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm going to tell you you're wrong.
Everybody's done it.
Okay. I'm going to tell you you're wrong. Okay. And now that you know that you're wrong, because everybody just seemed to kind of jump to that, I'm going to give you one more chance here.
Okay.
So it is not Yesterday.
Okay.
Well, it's clearly Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas.
Featuring.
So, do we think
it's... Best-selling record of all time, I think, that song.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's 14... spent the longest time at the Billboard Top 100?
Good Lord.
Maybe? 14 weeks?
This is depressing.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Can we move
on
from
it? It's rounded there.
Okay, what was your thought?
So, no, I'm just thinking through.
It's not only depressing, it's just like the ocean under the moon.
Most popular sheet music sold. I mean, would it be another Beatles song? Because people are... I think that's... I mean...
Crazed. You can say it. They're crazed about
the
Beatles.
They're crazed about the Beatles. Crazed about them. It's Madonna.
Is it... I'm thinking
I genuinely Blackbird. Have no idea.
Blackbird? No, but that would be just the guitar thing. Is it... What else do people like? I mean, I don't know.
What do people even like?
It's the Jackal song with the chainsaw solo.
Is it Metallica song because of what happened with... What, that whole thing? No. Where they had that orchestra thing?
SNM. Oh, I'm saying hi to Kylie.
Yeah,
oh. We have another musician here. The biggest selling sheet music in rock history.
Oh.
It's not Yesterday.
It's not Yesterday by the Beatles.
What do you
think it is?
I think it's
Can we phone a friend?
It's got to be Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
Someone else did mention that.
Is it?
Okay, let's go for that.
Let's go for it.
The correct answer is Stairway to Heaven.
Oh,
that's a lot.
It is actually the best-selling sheet music.
Despite the efforts of the music store clerk in Wayne's World, still, no, a sign.
You know what they say though?
No
sometimes when you make something forbidden. That's when people want it the most.
Interesting.
So people were probably like, well, fuck that guy. I'm going to go and fucking get the sheet music. I'm going to learn this shit. And I'm going to play it in every guitar center. Someone at one of my stores the other day was like, I'm going to get you drumsticks. Should I go to Guitar County? And I was like, it's not a county. It's just a city. It's not a tri-state area or anything. You're good.
All right. I've got one last question for this round for you guys.
Okay.
Exciting.
Another music question for you guys. What fellow Cincinnati musician's favorite song that they've ever recorded is Give Me Just One Night, Una Noche, off the album Revelation from the year 2000.
What was that noise,
Kate? Is it Bootsy? Well, that was a note of dread. Well, just the not know it. That would be embarrassing.
It's not Afghan Wigs, is it?
No.
What fellow Cincinnati musician's favorite song they've ever recorded is Give Me Just One Night, Una Noche, off the album Revelation from the year 2000? I can't believe you guys don't know this.
I didn't live in Cincinnati in 2000.
Give Me Just One Night.
I thought this was a sure hit.
Yeah.
Where were you in 2000?
In Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
None of us are.
Give Me, from Louisville. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You were in Florida at the time. Yeah. And she was in Michigan.
Michigander.
So.
But let's think. We have to be able to figure this out.
I mean, we can rattle off all everybody who's from Cincinnati. It's not too many bands.
Mark, do you know this?
I don't.
Oh, wow.
Revelation.
I've got a stumper.
Revelation?
I found a stumper.
Who's going to do anything?
Kyle Ann,
Una
help?
Noche? Like,
yeah.
This isn't...
Give Me Just One Night?
Give Me Just... Nope, that's...
You just make it up a song.
Are you talking about Blessed Union of Souls?
Waiting
it
for
is
tonight.
Not, it is not Blessed Union.
Whoa.
There's all these
it's Brainiac's side album.
Una Noche.
I know they're dating, but
Give Me Just One
Night.
Like
in parentheses, Una Noche.
In parentheses,
okay,
Una
that's
Noche.
What I was picturing
in case you.
Yo Quiero Una Noche.
Like, yeah, I mean, how obscure is this? Was this like a tiny. Was this a big band that we're going to feel?
Huge. Huge hit.
Is Enrique?
Yeah. Is Enrique Iglesias from Cincinnati?
I wish.
Is Enrique Iglesias from Cincinnati?
It does not have that much.
It is not Enrique Iglesias.
Well,
you guys are closer though.
Noche.
You guys are closer with Enrique Iglesias than you are to Blessed Union of Souls.
Okay, so this is good.
Yeah, I figured that Uno Noche meant that they probably were Spanish speaking.
What kind of music can we ask
Enrique Iglesias type?
No, I know
music. Ricky Martin. Where's
Ricky Martin
from?
Cincinnati?
Is he from Miami?
I don't know where Ricky
Maybe
Martin.
He wants one night.
Who's the guy who opened the bar? Was he a musician or sports dude?
Are you talking? That's like one of the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dan McCabe. I'm going to guess Dan McCabe. If Dan McCabe is out there listening, we think that you wrote this hit.
It's Chuck Cleaver from the Ass
Chuck Cleaver
right.
from the Ass Ponies.
I might have to call it here.
Yeah, go ahead and call it. We'll say
Chuck Cleaver from the Ass Ponies.
Not the Ass Ponies.
It's Chuck Cleaver. That's our guess. I don't care if it's
close. I'm talking, of course, about Nick Lachey.
That's who
from
I was
98
saying.
Degrees.
Oh my god!
Where I said the restaurant Lachey's. I was trying to get you guys to help me, and you're like, "That was a Backstreet Boy."
I thought
like,
you
exactly.
This is a typical trivia experience right
there
here.
There are
one
tons
person
of
knows.
Lachey like bars, and now we don't
really?
Even think about that dude because it's all like. No, there's two.
I thought it was pronounced Latchy.
Well, whatever. Latchy. Anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Wonderful.
We're wrong.
Now
we're
you
close.
Know. Give me just one night.
Michelle was right. Everyone else was wrong.
No, I just couldn't remember his name. But Backstreet Boy. Or
Nick
Latchy.
Oh, that would have been... If we could have gone longer on that, Michelle, I think you and I would have
gone. We needed another
20. I totally know Nick Lachey's name.
When you started singing that, I was like, ooh, this is getting close now.
Well, is that the song?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know.
I know it from
I think it's the same song. All right.
We're sitting too far apart.
We are.
Well, I don't talk. You want to get in
here? Here, you can pull the chair up.
Pull the chair up, Rochelle. No, you should sit on the chair with these.
It's official.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We are going to take another short break. Now we're going to hear a cover from Lung. This is an amazing cover of an amazing song. Would you like to introduce it, Kate?
I'm Afraid of Americans.
Yes. Ooh. Originally by
David Bowie.
But, trivia fact, actually, do you know who wrote that song as well, but what people don't oftentimes think?
Oh, of course I do, because I'm a huge fan, and this individual also appears in the music video as Johnny.
Tell me.
Why did I almost say Johnny Depp? I meant to say Trent Reznor, is what I was thinking.
No. You're wrong.
Oh.
No.
What?
You're wrong.
He produced it. It's co-written by...
Brian...
Eno. Oh, really?
Brian Eno has secretly written everything.
Yeah. Oh,
but
I didn't
seriously,
know that.
Actually, you know, he did.
Oh, I love that song. I'm so glad that
Brian
I knew that.
Now
that
you know
that
the trivia.
I mean, those three that is great. Players involved is pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Here's the song.
Donald's an American. Donald's an American. Donald's an American. Donald's an American. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. Oh, oh, I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world.
That was awesome.
How fantastic.
Thanks for bringing some tracks for us to listen to. Be sure to follow Lung online. You guys want to do some quick plugs for your accounts and your albums and whatnot? Where can people find more Lung?
Well, people can listen on all streaming platforms. And then if you want to follow us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/lungtheband. I think that's our Instagram too, Lung the Band.
And website.
Cool.
Just look at that.
Right on. Okay. And if you have any questions for Lung, we can pass those on, or you can just write us here and rate your questions. Or if you hear something that we got wrong, we will read our missed corrections as well. Just email us nononsensetrivia@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think we have any missed corrections. However, Gary wrote into us thinking that I said that penultimate means last, but I know that I did not. It means next to
that
last.
That makes no sense. Yeah. No. That's it. That's
I've
your...
gotten caught in that one, too.
Yeah, it's a rough one.
Okay, so time for some more questions, more trivia questions. These are catered a little bit more towards you, Lung.
Ooh.
So first, I have a question about musical duo collaborations here. Kate, you cited Amanda Palmer's project, The Dresden Dolls, mm-hmm. as an influence in interviews before. I'm a fan of The Dresden Dolls myself. Got to see them live in, I want to say, 2002, 2003, somewhere. Tallahassee Club Down Under. It's a good time. At what Boston college did The Dresden Dolls record their first demo? What college in Boston did The Dresden Dolls record their first demo? So it's a bit of a geography question.
I'm guessing
question.
Either New England Conservatory or... Boston Conservatory. Would it be... I don't know.
It's Kate's looking for help. Kate's looking for
help. Looking for help. Come on.
At some point, I read her sheet music book that the first 100 pages are her talking about her life in minute detail one time. It's a theater college. It's not a music college.
Oh, yeah, that's her background.
It's not New England?
Those are good. I think like you're on the right track. But
okay, let's think.
Theater
colleges
in Boston.
It's some theater nerd business.
I was hoping I could get my back with this question from Ithaca.
Zero help.
He asked me about what college was in Ithaca, and I flubbed.
Theater college.
Well, just
floundered.
Think We just have to think of the few colleges in Boston, because there's not very many.
I mean, it could be Boston College.
That would be Cornell, by the way, in case anybody was listening. Ithaca College.
Yes. I mean, it could be, so it could be Boston College, because she didn't necessarily need to go there. They could be, what's it called? Where did you go to school?
Berkeley.
Where did you go, Kyle?
Berkeley.
Oh,
hmm. Could be Berkeley. Sounds like Berkeley.
It's, what's the one in Waltham?
Waltham?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Emerson? You're not talking about Emerson, are you? Or New College?
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe New College.
There's a new college in Boston?
No, there's a new college in Sarasota.
There's Boston Conservatory is a big theater school. She probably... There's one on Commonwealth. New school. God, what is it called? A friend of mine transferred there.
I didn't know that Boston even had this many. You guys are doing great. If somebody asked me this, I'd be like, Harvard?
Well, I like... There's it's like, Harvard. There's...
Geez. Harvard Law School. First Dresden Dolls demo. Recorded in the stacks.
New England Conservatory.
Yeah, that's
New
what I said Conservatory. First.
There's Boston Conservatory. New England Conservatory.
Kate said that first. Let's go with that.
Oh, shut
that's
up.
That's definitely the right answer. Let's
no,
go with that.
You guys just were like, no, it's not New England Conservatory.
Oh, I still think that.
All right, we're committing to that?
No, I don't think we should, because what if we're wrong?
No, let's commit to that.
Okay.
New England Conservatory.
Well, can we think of any other theater schools?
No.
The big ones are New England.
Can you think of any other things?
Daisy's a trivia pessimist.
New England and Boston.
Harvard. My guess is Harvard. That's
Emerson
all
I have. Doesn't really, isn't as, I mean,
I'm going to tell you guys, it's been mentioned.
New England Conservatory.
It's not. Damn. It's not. The answer is
Harvard.
Emerson. Emerson College. Recorded, Dresden Dolls recorded their first demo EP, I guess. I don't remember. I didn't get that one. But
that's tough. Yeah. That
now
tough.
You know.
That's a good one.
I actually forgot that they were even from Boston, but that makes total sense. You know, just you guys fans. I know you're a fan. Oh, Daisy, were you a fan of Dresden Dolls or not
like
too much? Or,
yeah. No, I like. I mean, the there's stuff I like.
Yeah, coin operated boy. This is so fun and different at the time.
Yeah, I remember that
when
song.
I first saw you guys play, I was like, "Oh, this is kind of like the Dresden Dolls," you know?
Sweet.
Like I got like the same
punk musical theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to say
Baroque.
Yeah.
Baroque pop, yeah. Is that what you'd call it, or no? No?
No?
I'm just saying words now. I'm a listener of music, but a new study.
The music majors in the room are like, I don't know about that.
I'm sitting in a field of five musicians right now. And I'm like, it's Baroque, right? Is that what you call it? And let me tell you.
Whatever it is, it's pretty good.
Could be farther from Baroque.
They got some jams.
Do you guys have any bands that you want to give a shout out to that you like playing with regularly or touring with? Any band families, sister, brother bands, etc.?
Say hi to our pals in Dayton, Skirt, spelled S-K-R-T.
Skirt, skirt.
They're really cool.
Okay. Yeah. Are they a rap collective?
They are not, but maybe they'll do a cover of them.
Yeah.
You guys like playing with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so fun.
Cool.
They're super cool.
Right on, we'll check them out. Skirt.
Dead Rider's great.
Dead Rider?
Yeah.
Yeah.
L.A. Dies. I really loved their set the last time we played with them.
They're fantastic. They sound like the Paper Chase, kind of, but even better.
Right on.
Some fun. A local one is Flesh Mother that you guys just did a cover.
Yeah, Flesh Mother is super cool. Girlwood, our pals from Louisville. Mm-hmm. Tart from Detroit.
Yeah.
Check out Tart's music.
Tart's great. Calvin Arsenia from Kansas City.
You guys ever run into Gland from New Orleans?
No, but
you should
we
check
should.
Them out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They went to school with the bassist, and they're really fun. I think you guys would get along with them pretty well. And also, don't forget, you can see Lung tonight at Nice Guys.
Ooh.
Yep.
Episode dropping tonight.
9 p.m.
Hot.
As long as we finish up here at some point.
Yeah, sure enough. Yeah. All right, here's another question for you.
Yeah.
I know you mentioned you like opera. This isn't really opera.
Good.
But the word opera is in it. What city provides the setting for the Phantom of the Opera?
That's a musical.
More music. Oh, look at Daisy.
I think
he just popped a rocket. That man is excited.
Do you know it? Do you know Dave?
No, I just I love it.
You look so happy. I was
laughing at Kate.
This is a Schadenfreude.
No, I was laughing at Kate. Okay. Kate was like, that's a musical.
It is a musical. People think Phantom of the Opera is an opera. It's
no. I know it isn't.
You're
like I said,
it's funny.
It's not an opera.
That.
It's got opera in the name, though, so
is that
maybe.
Boston as well? No.
I think it's
Cleveland.
I don't
Does Kyle know it? Yeah. Oh, Kyle does know it, but she's not playing this week.
I'm leaning towards... $5. You're not allowed to say the correct answer. It is forbidden.
$5.
It is forbidden.
You can help them if they're really floundering.
So, yeah, I'm going to say my city? Guess, and I'm going to watch her what face. Yeah. I'm leaning towards Paris.
What city did it
like? Yeah, I'm going to watch her face strong as she nods.
Strong affirmative glance. I got strong affirmative glance. Face see.
Nod.
So guys, I'm fairly confident it's Paris.
The correct answer is Paris.
It's not Salt Lake City.
Don't resolve the tension too early.
It's not Salt Lake City.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to make one about Louis Armstrong being the guy with the mask on his face and call it Phantom of the Bebop Tribe. So sorry.
But make it an actual opera.
Here's the second question. All right, Kate, again, in another interview, I noticed I did a little reading up. I'm sorry, what is this? I think I wrote this wrong down. Is it proglodytes?
What?
Proglodytes? Is that the name of the...
No,
proglodytes? I don't know. I was reading an interview anyway. You said, I love being on tour. I think my favorite thing about touring is the routine that I get into. I just live a little more fully and more myself when I'm not at home. It's great to be in a new spot every day, and it's great to get to live in a minimalist and cheap way.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, minimalism. What ancient Greek figure claimed that a simple life was necessary for virtue and lived a life based on simplicity? An ancient Greek figure.
Is that Socrates?
Is that Socrates?
I'm going to let you guys deliberate with Mark, maybe.
That means no.
Maybe. Yeah, that means
so. We had another. Yeah. That was a stress exhalation.
Plato wasn't invented until the 1950s, Rochelle.
I'm no good here.
Simplicity. I want to say that Socrates was influenced by this individual.
David Byrne?
Yeah, they might have been contemporaries, not a direct.
Pythagoras?
Aristotle.
Mm-mm. Nope. I'm just going to work across all the guesses here. Nope. I'll tell you another story about this. So this individual was laying under a tree one day. Alexander the Great walked up and said, Person, can I get anything for you? You know, I'm such an admirer of your philosophy. Is there anything at all that I can do for you? And the individual said, yeah, step out of my sun.
Damn.
You're in my sunlight. Just told Alexander the Great off like that.
That's so good. Somebody call my sunlight.
Step out of my sun also sounds like a...
if you're so great...
Yeah, if you're so great.
You would step out of my sun.
Step out of my...
Stop stealing my sunshine.
Yeah.
You can steal my sunshine, L.E.N.
I think...
That's not
really that song. That's trivia.
So,
wrong question.
The singer and the two singers of L.E.N. in the music video for Steal My Sunshine, she's pregnant. And the guy singer is apparently her brother. But they seem very, very cozy. And I thought they were a couple. It's kind of like a White Stripes thing. It was like I don't know what I don't know where I'm going with that.
We don't know.
Do you guys hang out with other L bands like L-E-N?
Yeah, we do.
You have like a convention you go to?
We do.
Industry convention, the L bands.
Bands with only L names.
Luscious Jackson.
Fun fact that Kate has a fantastic cover of that Len song.
True. I did it for a wedding.
Yes.
Will you do
it
tonight?
I'm a wedding singer.
Oh. Will you do it tonight?
No.
Really? What about tomorrow night?
Yes, I will. Bad. I will
yeah,
do it tonight.
Right now?
Okay. Yes.
I will.
Come out
and
sing it right now.
No, I don't have a cello. I can...
Well, I have a cello at my house. Sans instruments
you,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but let's get back to
yes.
this.
All right,
so
yeah.
Somebody taught Alexander the Great, and he was a philosopher. And I know I'm on the right track, and I'm blanking. And I know a decent amount about Greek philosophy, so I'm quite embarrassed right now.
Step out of my sun
Rochelle,
sounds like
worry.
The puns
don't
me
be
all the time.
Here.
What a bummer.
You should have heard me on the bonus episode for this. We got a bonus episode for Patreons, and I just I rack my brain for it. I even say the right answer and say, no, it can't be that.
Oh, dang.
And
I need
some
to
good
say,
Schadenfreude there on the bonus episode.
I need to say that step out of my sun sounds like the punchline to a bad joke.
I kind of told it that way.
Like a Michael Jackson joke or something.
I think that's... I'm going to use that whenever I want to be an asshole. If someone is just bugging me,
yo,
they're like,
bro.
What can I do for you? Step out of my sunshine.
This person was King Asshole, I think. But
King
in,
Richard.
In a very simple way. In a very simple way.
Yeah, I have no idea.
He practiced poverty as a means to, like, you know, shore up his resolve in case it
Oscar
ever actually
Alexander.
Happened to him.
Have we said it so far?
No.
No.
Is it Heraclitus?
Mm.
Is it
that's new
Antigonus?
No.
Are is you it Damascles? I'm just picking names.
Right. I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah,
please. Those are real names. Names.
Put me out of my misery.
Diogenes.
Oh, yeah. Diogenes. There's no way.
No? I'm pretty sure no, that's pronounced Diogenes.
Oh, thank you. Is it?
Diogenes. No.
Okay. It might be. All right. Yeah, you can break me very easily at trivia if you say, like, actually you got that wrong. I'm like, oh. All
right, here we go.
Anytime I say I've got something right, it's a lie.
Okay. Good to know.
Here's your next question. Which film ranks as the high? You guys like movies?
How
you guys
I don't.
Feel all right about movies?
I give them a B plus.
I like Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
No one will cast me in a movie, Mark.
I like that movie. Which film ranks as the highest grossing animated film of all time? The Origin of Love. It's a good song.
Yeah, oh, that's such a good, yeah.
Which film ranks as the highest grossing animated film of all time?
The Snowman.
What are we defining as animated?
Like, animation.
Little Mermaid. Okay,
then it would have to be Avatar because there is animation in Avatar.
Oh, hey.
This is an old argument. I don't think that's what he's looking for, though. I think he wants like a fully animated movie. Even
okay, well, that's what I'm getting at here. Yeah. What percentage do you want it to be animated?
What's a really early...
100%.
100% animated.
Sure.
It's an anime.
Oh, is it?
It's okay, so I know the highest grossing anime.
Princess Mononoke.
Ghost in the Shell?
It just came out last year. Your Name... I believe has, or is that box office? That might just be a box office thing.
Oh, and
is it? So if it's Your Name, I think it made $600 million worldwide last year, which is like a crazy amount of money. $200 million in America and $400 million in China, I believe. So that
Spirited
would be.
Away the
I
release?
Think that's the highest grossing animated film. Anime.
I know
film.
Like two animes: Ghost in the Shell and Evangelion, and then I'm done. So that's it.
Wait, okay.
What is it wrong
okay.
with?
Okay.
We have a clarification here on the question.
I'm going to give you a clarification. I mean,
is it something we can guess?
Yes.
Is it Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
The anime.
I don't think that would count. I think that's too mixed.
It's the anime version.
You know. Also, if you're into Who Framed Roger Rabbit, have a question about that on the bonus episode. Wink, wink.
It is the highest
Patreon exclusive.
Yeah.
Grossing animated film. Of all time, not depending on kind of animation.
Are you live writing this question right now?
No, I'm live checking it, but...
Crickets.
Yeah. Okay. So, if we're going traditionally animated, some older ones, Snow White has been around probably
It's not
the
necessarily
longest.
Just traditional animation. This is including computer animation.
Oh.
It's an animated film.
Well, it's got to be Final Fantasy VII,
The Spirits
Within. I
thought you said that it was like released last year, and then I was like, well, I'm done.
Yeah.
So it's not
No, I said that Your Name came out last year. And that was the highest grossing anime film of all time. So we're going anime, but,
God,
but now
not
Mark's saying...
not necessarily doing anime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just putting that out there as an option.
Let's think of early Walt Disney. There's Beauty and the Beast. There's...
I still think Lion King did
Nations.
Well.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Ooh,
But inflation,
that's
it's
not newer. That's not fully animated.
Right.
And
but didn't you just say it was a mix, Mark?
Cinderella?
It's a mix.
Ooh,
it's
Mary Poppins. I'm voting Mary Poppins.
Or Roger Rabbit is a good guess if we're considering mixes.
What about Shrek?
Ooh.
Yeah, do you get to add the 1, 2, and 3? Like, you get to add them all together into one big movie?
I don't think so. It's probably...
It's just a singular movie.
I like Shrek. I mean, I like that
Shrek
as an answer.
I can't believe that's one
have
of
you guys,
the most.
Maybe, I don't know if you guys have had this experience, but you make a Shrek meme and it goes totally unappreciated.
Yeah, because most people do not...
I know.
Remember how ubiquitous Shrek was.
I realized that this picture of David Duchovny and Gillian, what's her last name again?
Anderson?
Gillian Anderson. Gillian Anderson, maybe.
There it is.
Yeah, Gillian Anderson.
There
They're
you
in
go.
This picture, and they were posed, and I was like, I see Shrek's face in this picture. So I composited them on top of each other, and I posted online all proud, nary alike. All right,
I'm going to give you two quantifiers here.
Thank you.
To help you, and then I'm going to need an answer shortly after.
Yeah, okay. I've done enough stalling.
One, an animated feature film is defined as a motion picture with a running time of more than 50 minutes in which movement and character's performances are created using a frame-by-frame technique.
Sounds pretty straightforward.
Okay. Two, this is not adjusted for inflation.
Oh, okay.
So real dollars.
Real
2019 dollars. Is what
so
we're
it has
for.
To be something
recent. Shrek, I like
Frozen.
Frozen.
I vote Frozen. Lots of people were into that.
I actually
was Moana bigger than Frozen? But you're right. A lot of people are into Frozen.
I mean, those were similarly ubiquitous, yeah. like, child movies.
So Frozen, did Frozen outdo Shrek?
That's a...
I think so.
And we're talking about box office or total gross?
Total, I believe.
I just remember, I didn't...
I'm fine with Frozen. I like Shrek, but Frozen...
I can't think of anything better.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't like either of them, but I'll go with Frozen.
Yeah.
Frozen is correct.
Yes! Oh, yeah. Got a
team! We got one!
So it's $1.29 billion.
What?
If adjusted for inflation, Finding Nemo would be at $1.49 billion. After adjusting for inflation, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs would be $1.95 billion.
Wow.
So, adjusting for inflation fucks things up a little bit, but yeah, Frozen is it. Number two, Incredibles 2.
Oh. Mm. Wow, interesting.
Pretty interesting. Yeah.
I didn't realize it did that well.
I know.
I've seen Shrek a million times.
Yeah, you were out there on the Shrek train.
Yeah. Okay. So, got a third question for you guys, Daisy. Finally, time to throw one more towards your direction. Now, I know for a while you were making buttons. Do you still make buttons?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Daisy's buttons.
Are you available to have buttons made? Would you like to shout out any...
If I'm home,
Your button business?
Call me.
If you need a button, call Daisy.
Call Daisy from Lung.
Daisy's button 8675. There it is.
Ooh, he does magnets, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay.
This is a question about buttons. Famous political buttons. AUH2O was a popular campaign button designed for what 1964 presidential candidate?
Barry Goldwater.
That's right.
Wow.
Right out of the gate. He knew it.
He looks mad that he knew that.
I think that was just a display of dominance right there. Like, don't bring this shit around me.
This is in many ways like a lion.
It wasn't angry. That's just basic.
It was decisive.
You're basic.
Can't trick you.
Literally basic.
Well, I feel like that? Out there. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't see. I'm notoriously bad at chemical element questions, periodic table questions. So that's why I thought that was a hard one.
All right, here's your last question from my side. What comedian has real-life twin sons named Matthew and Gregory? What comedian has real-life twin sons named Matthew and Gregory?
Start naming comedians.
Sarah Silverman?
Tina Fey.
Who would name their sons Matthew and Gregory? That sounds like some shit that Tim Allen would do.
No.
Sounds like a Tim Allenism. No,
yeah, these are some famous people names.
No, Louis C.K. has kids.
That's horrifying.
I know.
I wish he did.
Right, it's not like North or Apple. Exactly. Who is this boring celebrity?
Eddie Izzard!
Wanda Sykes.
Matthew and Gregory.
What?
You know who has got a lot of kids? Jim Gaffigan. He's always rattling on about his children.
He's always talking about his kids.
Mm-hmm. I bet he has.
Let me tell you about my kids.
And he would have pretty straight-laced names, too. He wouldn't go off, though.
He's a Jim, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a gym. He knows that. He knows that basic name life.
Yeah. Amy Poehler. Seems like if she has kids, she'd have very regular
twins.
I feel like, I don't know why, but I feel like if she had twins, I would have heard about it online.
Same.
I have so many friends that are Amy Poehler fans. I'm a fan. Yeah. I don't follow birthings necessarily.
Well, so I think it's pretty obvious that none of you know.
No, I said Jim Gaffigan.
Might want to start wrapping it up with a
we might
figuring
want to
out one name.
Jim Gaffigan.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Sarah Silverman.
I don't care. Just pick one.
Daisy said checked out on that.
Is it any of those?
No.
All right, we're...
Let's go with Jim Gaffigan, then.
Yeah,
all right, we should go down strong.
Is it Jim Gaffigan? No. Let's go with Jim Gaffigan. The correct answer, Lee, you'll be happy to know...
Is Tim Allen?
Is Ray Romano.
I just happened to come across that fact. And
Matthew? Gregory? Guys, get over here. Guys, we're going to build some Legos together.
I'm Ray Romano and I'm your dad. Hey, come in here.
Would you guys like to do a Ray impression?
We're big on Ray Romano impressions here.
I don't even know what he sounds like. I was just going to throw
his name in there. There's
arrested development where he's like, can you get me tickets to Ray Romano, but not so close that he talks to us.
See, that's exactly why. Hey! He's like grown-up Zach Braff.
Yeah, we got some Kermit in there, too.
Absolutely. All right, that's it for the second round, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to listen to more Lung.
Okay, and what song are we going to hear now?
It's a song called Dog.
All right, let's give it a go. That was Dog, and that was off the new album
All the King's Horses.
All the King's Horses.
And All the King's Men.
On all the streaming services and on Bandcamp, right?
In the entire world.
Do you have a preference as to where people absorb your music? Is it through Bandcamp?
You know, people can do whatever the heck they want, you know? Like, whatever works for you works for us.
Cool. Come see us live. That's more fun.
Yeah.
Come see us live tonight.
Yeah. Playing at a tiny bar somewhere.
Full schedule online, I'm assuming.
Or a medium-sized bar.
Any big shows coming up that you want to specifically say, like, hey, we're doing a big thing?
I mean, we're stoked about tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do a double header.
Yeah.
And we have, like, a week and a half of Florida dates coming up, so if you are in the Florida area...
That is a big segment of our listenership, isn't it?
Absolutely.
A ton of shows.
I saw that. You guys have, like, 10 or 12 shows in Florida, like, all over the coast. And...
Which is good, because Florida is so huge if you're coming down here, I mean, there are bands that will just tour Florida. They'll just do a Florida run because there's so many places to play.
It's also really cold where we live right now.
Yeah.
So this rules.
Yeah.
This is great.
Much better.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get into our final question. So
now you guys have final questions for us. You guys have questions that you want to ask us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and have you guys do that and bounce them off of Lee and I, and we'll see if we're smart enough to to answer.
Finally, we get the team up.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to ask you all a question.
Okay.
So, famous country singer Gillian Welch,
mm-hmm.
super country. Where is her birthplace? Where is she born?
Oh, Lee.
Was
you
it
look,
in you know?
You think want about a, you song. Want a city and state?
City and state.
Gillian Welch.
Or you could, if you can't guess the city, you can guess the state.
It's definitely a U.S. state.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a country singer.
Okay, well, I didn't know if that was part of the trick question. Like, she's from Ireland.
Hey,
she's
guess
from
what?
I thought that might be.
Keith Urban?
Mm-hmm.
From New Zealand.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Not even.
So, you know.
We've mentioned on the podcast.
Yeah,
before,
absolutely. That was a trivia question I asked.
Uh-huh. I'll say, well, I'm not going to give any hints.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so, because I was thinking maybe she's Irish, maybe.
Wouldn't
she
it be funny if
she's American?
Irish descent.
Wouldn't it be funny if she was from, like, L.A. or something like that?
I feel like I heard an interview with her on Fresh Air with Terry Gross.
Ooh, Terry Gross.
And they were talking about how she's not from a traditionally country city, like Portland, Oregon, maybe?
Let's go with Portland, Oregon.
That would
maybe.
Be, I think it's, I want to say it's a West Coast, or maybe it's Los Angeles. That's even less country.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
In my
mean,
mind.
It's definitely
it's
the kind of
big.
Place where... somebody would
want to leave as a country musician.
Well, I was going to say that if they're a musician, they just, you know, they kind of...
Yeah.
I grew up in poverty. Poverty, California. It's next to Calabasas.
Yeah, let's go with L.A.
Los Angeles, California.
You're close. You were thinking the right way.
Yeah.
She was born in Manhattan, New York.
Oh, okay.
Really? Okay, yeah.
Wrong coast, but right idea.
I can't say it without laughing every time.
I can't, because I love Gillian Welch, but when I found out she, like, was born in Manhattan, I was like,
in Manhattan, of all the places in New York, Manhattan. Yeah. Seriously.
And I think she did live in California for a while, too.
Okay.
So you were very country-oriented.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
It's where she learned how to clog.
Fantastic. All right,
so that was great. Thanks, Kate. Great question. You're welcome. Do you guys have any other questions you'd like to ask? Okay. What do we got?
You were both disqualified from this one.
Okay.
Which is further west, Reno, Nevada, or San Diego, California?
This seems like a trick question.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. But maybe it's very obvious.
Maybe.
Reno, Nevada. Further west. Mark, are you? What's going on over there, man?
I'm dealing with work stuff.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I have a work emergency. I heard the word west.
Which is further west? Reno, Nevada, or San Diego, California? Doesn't seem like an odd question.
It does, but I think it has to do with the curvature of the globe. So, I mean, like...
Not just the curvature of the globe, no. But yes, but not only
he's
that.
On the right track, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I like that. So we're going to go with Reno, Nevada, because it seems like the obviously wrong answer. It's a little trivia tactic you can use. But yeah, I just, I don't know. I like this question. I like it.
Do you agree? Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Yes, you're correct.
And what's it due to? You were saying it's...
The coast curves in, too.
Right. So San Diego's far enough north that it gets all fucked up in your mind.
It's far enough west, and then south, and then like over... Yeah.
My sense of direction is absolutely very terrible, good. So don't hire me as your van driver.
That is the all-time best bar bet question.
Yeah.
Drunk people always get that wrong.
Yeah.
What?
Some people can't handle the wrong answers. Okay, here is... I'll take the final my final question first. Or do you want to do it, Mark? Do you want to...
You can go first.
Okay. So this is a question about another... We're going to leave Cincinnati and go over to another city in Illinois. What city in Illinois is known for its vaudevillian and burlesque lore, establishing a famous remark about the quality of a piece of entertainment in the early 20th century, asking, will it play in blank? What city? Will it play in blank?
Peoria, Illinois.
That's right. Daisy's on top of it right now.
Daisy, no waiting whatsoever.
Did you guys know that?
No, not at all.
Haven't heard that?
No.
It's funny, nobody got that right.
I'm sure everybody guesses Chicago.
You're the first person to guess it?
Mm-hmm.
How did you know that?
How do you not know that?
Well, play in Peoria. It's got the alliterative. Once you've heard it, you can remember it because it's got the alliteration. You know, it's easy to remember.
That's true.
But if you don't know it...
It's also Wayne's World.
Yep.
It's also... Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
It's a very nice city.
I know Mudvayne is from there. I remember that from my high school days. Yep. Back when I listened to Mudvayne. And I was like, oh, Peoria from the Wayne's World movie.
I think the idea traditionally is that you start it there to see how the absolute middle of normal will take it.
Gotcha.
Like, because it's...
Yeah, every town in Illinois, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Any town.
Which is weird, because it's kind of not that if you ever go there. It's kind of odd.
Okay. Yeah, it's almost like in Hot Fuzz, like, the town seems normal, the movie Hot Fuzz, but there's something bubbling under the surface.
Yeah.
For the greater good.
I think they have a garden you can play punk shows in, actually.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to give you guys a choice. Do you want your last question to be about geography, or do you want your last question to be about film/books?
Geography.
Probably geography.
Oh, yep.
Not what I would have picked, but let's do it.
What are you saying?
No, go for it. Geography.
He's not into it.
Geography. How many states does the Appalachian Trail traverse?
Oh. See, this is why we should have gone with film, guys.
We got this.
Film and books. Can you ask me the film and books on the side?
Yes.
They're going to count this out. What's their side question?
What famous novel turned book had the subtitle A Tale of the Christ?
Hmm. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Well, it's too bad I knew that one, so...
You did?
Do you?
No, what is,
oh.
I
oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I was like, oh, man.
A Tale of the Christ?
Yeah. Is
it? Say it out loud.
So I don't know why I'm thinking it might be the Da Vinci Code, right? Isn't that like a...
Passion of the Christ?
But was that a book?
I thought that was
the
a
Bible.
Movie
I think the
by...
Bible was...
Yeah.
Are we talking the trail, or are we talking the actual...
The trail.
Okay, the trail?
The trail itself. Let's go through
Daisy
them.
Daisy is working.
I think it's 11.
Can we go through them as a group?
It's Georgia.
Yes.
Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina. Don't think it goes South Carolina. Yeah, South Carolina's way up there. Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, Oh, I forgot Maryland.
There it is.
Oh. Well, oh. It may, or may not be Maryland. I can't remember. That's a wild card.
We're a Midwestern band.
Oh.
Oh.
Then Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. New York. Does it go? I can't remember if it goes all the way to Maine.
I thought it went to Maine.
Well, the Appalachians go to Maine. I can't remember if the trail goes to Maine.
I thought the trail ended in Maine. Or does it end in New York?
Well, if it does, then it would absolutely have to include at least three more states, perhaps four. Oh,
mm.
I feel like the trail ends in New York.
Okay. Kate?
I feel like the trail ends in New York as well.
No, let's go whole hog. Let's say 12. 12, because that is the minimum number, and if I'm wrong, that's fine. We're wrong together.
We're going with 12 for the Appalachian Trail question and the Da Vinci Code for the book question.
Wrong on both counts.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got two.
We got two.
Oh, fantastic.
We got two.
The number of states is 14.
Oh, it does go to, yeah.
Yeah.
And the name of the book slash movie is Ben-Hur.
Huh.
Cool. Will you name the states? Because I don't know how much I fucked
directed
up.
By...
Yes.
No. Who directed Ben-Hur?
Martin Scorsese. Wrong.
Okay, hold on. One thing at a time. Here
Who
are the states.
Old fuck
Georgia, North Carolina,
yes.
Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
I knew it went to Maine.
I thought it went through Kentucky. I screwed up.
Well, it's fine. Wow. And Ben-Hur, who directed Ben-Hur? Ben-Hur was directed by William Wyler.
Oh, I don't know that.
Good old Mr. Wyler.
Yep.
Produced by Sam Zimbalist.
Also my best friend.
Zimbalist sounds like something a drummer would use as a fake last name. Like, my last name is Zimbalist.
Well, it reminds me, are you a Talking Heads fan?
I do like
that. It reminds me of iZimbra, the song title. That's when I saw it, I was like, oh.
Blung, thank you for joining us on the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. Kate, thank you for that wonderful whistle rendition of the
that was beautiful
the Pledge of Allegiance song. Star Spangled Banner. That was not Andrew Bird. That was Lung's Kate Wakefield on that. Thanks again for coming. We can't wait to see you guys play tonight at Nice Guys and tomorrow at Howl Gallery Tattoo.
We knew this was going to be fun, but I don't think we knew it was going to be this much fun.
It's been a blast. It's
absolutely
been a blast. Is there anything else that you would like to tell our listeners before you go? Before we kick you out?
That is deafening silence.
Thanks.
Any last words?
Thanks for listening to us get all these questions wrong.
Absolutely.
We learned about birds together.
Uh-huh. There you go.
And we're going to close out our episode. Of course, you can see us. We've already went through the calendar. We're not going to do it again this episode.
Yeah.
But we're going to close out this episode with a song called Brock off the album All the King's Horses by our guests, Lung.
She didn't want to go out that night. That night with you, she didn't want to go home that night with anyone, darling. She didn't want to go out that night with you. She didn't want to go home that night with anyone. But can you feel her heartbeat harder down by the dumpster? Go out.